Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
So January really is the month, isn't it, when we look towards booking holidays. And in Ireland, research shows that most people look towards Spain to get away. But what can you do if you're looking to do something a little bit different this year and could heading on an outdoor travel adventure be an option in 2024? Well, to tell us more, we're joined in the studio now by Ed Finn from Ed Finn Travels and on the line by Heather Snellgar, who is co-editor of Outsider.ie. You're very welcome. Good to see you, Ed.
Happy New Year.
And Heather, you're welcome too. Happy New Year to you. Now, so people might still want to go to Spain, but you're saying to them, if you want to go to Spain, try something a little bit different. So you have this Caminito del Rey option.
Yeah, this is a very fabulous walk that you can do. Now, this became famous. King Alfonso the 13th in May 1921 walked this famous walk. They built this dam there and they had this sort of a boardwalk and a path that went along it. And then it fell into disrepair and it was totally renovated in 2015. So hence the name, the King's Pathway. So I did this last year, 8 kilometers, and you get a train from Malaga to El Choro. It's like €6, 40 minutes. And you have this incredible walk along. It's a gorge really there. It's like something like the Grand Canyon. And you walk along this beautiful, they're kind of these wooden pathways. They've all safety bars. You wear a helmet.
I'm terrified looking at it. I just see a picture of it here. So you're walking on this wooden pathway.
Yeah.
Which is clinging to the side of what looks like a sheer cliff.
Parts of it are glass as well.
Great.
But it was called the world's most dangerous walk. And I mean, people did actually die doing it because it
You're
was
not
very
selling
dangerous.
This, Ed.
No, but now it still has the thrill. And it's fantastic because, as I said, it's 8 kilometres. You can do, it's €18 to get the general admission, but you can do a guided walk as well. But I think this was one of the most fabulous things I've done in Spain, and it was so different. The little place El Choro as well, they have one hotel there. They're called La Garganta. They have a swimming pool. It overlooks the whole gorge. And it's got, you could stay there for a night, like it's like
beautiful.
£105 a night or something. It's very cheap.
And the walk itself then is short in terms of time, isn't
it?
It's only 8 kilometres.
Yeah, and the whole area there is there's loads of other walks there as well, but this one is famous. And you know, when you go along, as I said, you could be in Utah, you could be in the Grand Canyon, and that's what's amazing. I think that's probably what Spain offers as well, these amazing variety of landscapes.
So we've flown into Malaga to do this now.
Yeah.
So what else can we do while we're there if we want an outdoor type holiday?
Yeah, now there's two other fabulous holidays that you can do there in Malaga, right? There's another one where you can go to this beautiful gorge. Again, it's another kind of a gorge, and there's a company there I like to do. It's €55 to do the all-inclusive day, and they take it to this beautiful area. Now it's Andalusia, so it's about 50 minutes, and again, I mean, I thought I was in Costa Rica when I did this, right? Because it really is fantastic. And what it offers you is sort of a complete, like these rivers, which are all sort of crystal clear. And you're walking along these tropical plants that you see all around you as well, which are really wonderful. It's called the Cliffs of Morro. It sounds very exotic, doesn't it? It's like wonderful. But during this, it's a natural park and they have tropical plantations. Again, unique in Europe. A lot of people don't even know about it. And it's
special. You walk through it. You did a guided tour.
Yeah.
And again, is that a full day or is it a couple of days?
It's a full day. They picked me up at 8:30 in the morning in the hotel and we went off for the full day. It includes lovely tropical fruit lunch as well, very healthy.
And very nice. And can you swim in those crystal clear waters you describe?
And also, they bring us down by these hidden paths. You go down actually to a lovely beach that you can't really get to normally, and they take you to this kind of a hidden beach as well where you can go swimming.
Sounds
and
lovely.
Again, it is really, really fabulous.
I'd say a lot of people fly into Malaga and then go on elsewhere for their beach holiday. Are you suggesting that you base yourself in Malaga?
Yeah, again, of course, Malaga, as you know, is a fantastic city. I mean, if I was going to live in Spain anywhere, I think Malaga would be top of the list. It's brilliant. And a lot of people fly into it and they go left and right down the coast. Brilliant for like tapas tours, amazing food, great value. They have 2 beaches, of course, in Malaga as well, which is great. But Malaga Active Tours, I mean, they do, I said, said €55 for the whole day. It's great value. And that's what Spain keeps offering, I think, as well, Claire, is it's just very good value. But they are something really unique that you'd love to
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely. Well, now we're going to come back home because, Heather, if people want to stay in Ireland, I know you've cycled around the causeway, the coastal route in Antrim. So what was that like?
Oh, it's absolutely spectacular. And you even get those crystal clear waters back home too, you know. You might not get the weather all the time. But no, I went off and did a 200-kilometre cycle with my dad to celebrate his 70th. And we went from Ballygally all the way along the Causeway Coast and we ended up in Derry. So a one-way route, which is accessed by public transport at either end. And it's spectacular. You go by the Giant's Causeway, the Carrickery Bridge. You can stop off in Bushmills for a whiskey tasting.
Lovely.
You get like hearty bowls of soup and little pubs. It's absolutely gorgeous. And the great thing about it is I did it on a road bike and my dad did it on an electric bike.
Yeah, so I was going to say that to you. Like, he must be fit as a flea for 70, is he?
No. I tell you, the electric bike is, I've done it twice now with my parents. I did that trip down the Causeway Coast route and I did another island hopping route around Mayo. And bringing an e-bike into the mix just means everybody's kind of on, you can be fit as a fiddle or you can have not had too much experience on a bike and go out and really enjoy it without that kind of hardship attached to it.
And did you,
know? You
feel safe on the roads? They're not dedicated cycle paths, are they? Or are you on roads where cars are using them too?
So the Causeway Coastal Route, there are cars on the road and there are as well when you go, you know, out to Achill or wherever you want to go. But the roads generally, I think that so many people are cycling now that there is that awareness of cyclists. Obviously, we, you know, took precautions. We wore helmets and high-vis vests. But at no point did I feel unsafe. We were on kind of quite quiet roads. You can hug the coast the whole way. But obviously, there's lots of people who aren't as confident on the bike and maybe want to start off with something a bit more manageable. We have 6 greenways now in Ireland and you don't need to touch a road. You can cycle for anywhere between 10 kilometres and 130 kilometres off-road, you know, which is brilliant.
The Westport to Achill one, that's one I know you've done yourself, that greenway.
Yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous. I actually did an amazing trip once that we went from Westport down to Runa Pier. We took a ferry across to Clare Island. We took another ferry across to Achill Island. And then we took the greenway back to Westport. And honestly, if anyone wants a bit of an adventure in, you know, this new year ahead, I strongly recommend that trip. It's spectacular. The boats in between kind of, you know, add a bit of a excitement. It kind of brings it out from the norm. And of course, you've got that whole 44-kilometre greenway to bring you back into Westport. So it's fantastic.
Sounds lovely. And you take your time doing it as well. Like, it's not a race. It's a leisurely
cycle. No. You can, it's up to you. That's the kind of beauty of it. You're not trying to follow some Speedy Gonzales or some guide. You know, you do it in your own time. We just had backpacks on our backs and we just went and we cycled kind of 30 kilometres or 40 kilometres a day. You could do 20 and do a shorter route. There's lots, you know, Ireland, like there's always a cafe or a pub or, you know, something to duck into for some refreshments. You can swim, you know, there's gorgeous beaches. You can go and cool off in the water and warm up afterwards, you know.
Have a scone every 20 minutes, half an hour. I think that's the way to do it.
I mean, you're earning it. That's why you do it, you know. Yeah. There's no other reason. You can put an extra slab of butter on it.
Listen, I think I'm totally in favour of that and some whipped cream as well. So, Ed,
exactly.
Not to be outdone now with the adventures, you went snowshoe hiking.
Yes, I discovered snowshoe hiking when I couldn't ski anymore because I had an accident, right?
But skiing?
Yeah, broke my leg, 9-inch pain. You know, 3 times I broke that leg. We won't talk about that.
Well, this is why I have never been skiing because I just know that would happen to me.
Yeah, but 20 years I got out of it, but it was great. But the snowshoe hiking, it allows people who love mountains and alpine pursuits to still, you know, enjoy that scenery. Because part of the skiing thing really is the surrounding and you're up in the mountains and it's just so beautiful. But snowshoe hiking is a great alternative because it's very cheap. It's only like €25 a day to hire the snowshoes, or you can even buy them for that as well. And I went to a beautiful place called Stockhorn and it's just about 2 hours from Interlaken, 2,190 metres above sea level, this frozen lake, the Hinterschnack it's called, and you literally snowshoe. There's about 70 kilometres kilometres of hiking and you go on all these beautiful walks, really, and you're snowshoeing along. And with the snowshoes, you can walk on the snow. You're like floating along on it, which is brilliant.
You're clomping along on the snow.
Yeah, and it's gorgeous.
You're wrecked by the end of it.
Yeah, and they have, and then you do fondue. They have a big, huge frozen igloo there, which you can go into and sit down. And, you know, they're like an ice bar, like an ice hotel. And you can sit there. You have your fondue after your healthy two-hour snowshoe hiking. But it really is fantastic. And what I love about it is it's really healthy. I mean, it's really great exercise.
Do you have
well.
All the skiers then flying past you? Let's say you're raging. Are
no,
you?
Not on these trails. They have special snowshoe trails. So, but you are, yeah, it does get a little bit annoying when you're like, I'd love to be doing that as well. But yeah, but it's a sort of a nice alternative. And I loved it. It was fabulous.
And are you going back to the skiing now that you're all...
No, my doctor, he was very, he said, I don't think you should try it again, Ed, because, you know, I was 6 months on crutches, Claire. No. So that was a little bit... That was,
don't do it again.
So yeah, but I recovered greatly anyway. So, but yeah, but snowshoe hiking is brilliant. And again, great exercise.
And Canada?
Canada is amazing. We have a new direct flight with WestJet to Calgary, which is brilliant with WestJet. And that, of course, is the gateway to the Canadian Rockies. Banff, Jasper. There's some amazing holidays now that you can do there. Lots of like specialist operators like Canadian Sky and these different people doing it. So good to talk to them or your travel agent. But it is fantastic because it is bucket list stuff. And you go up into the mountains, Lake Louise, Banff, the Rockies there in Canada. It really is. I only discovered Canada myself last year and it's like mind-blowing stuff. And it's absolutely your outdoors heaven.
But
gorgeous.
I suppose, Heather, what we should do really is explore our own island first before we head off.
You know, I like both. You know, I've been in the Rockies. It's absolutely spectacular. But yeah, if you want to stay closer to home or take a shorter break, I think we've got so much to offer the outdoor lover in Ireland, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, we describe the scenery, you know, outside Malaga or in Canada or up in the snowy mountains, but really there is so much to discover in Ireland, even when you're talking about those cycling routes, things that we will have never seen probably if we're zipping through in a car.
I know, cycling just offers such a different perspective. I mean, cycling and hiking, but I guess the good thing about being on a bike is you can cover a little bit more ground, you know, every day. But it's, you get a completely, you know, when you're on a bike, you see things, you notice things, you know, you can smell the air, you can stop and look at wildflowers. You just see so much more, I think, on a bike. And you also, as Ed said there, you know, you feel good, you feel healthy having had a day outdoors, you know, so it kind of puts a different spin on your holiday. You're not having to come back and then say, gosh, I better work off those pounds that I put on holidays, you know?
Yeah. Benefits all round. Well, listen, you've whetted our appetites. Do you want to come back in there?
I was just going to say the header. The St. Patrick's Camino from Armagh to Downpatrick, I actually did last year. I didn't know, but was fantastic as well. You can cycle and walk it.
Yeah,
loved that.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, really nice.
How long is that?
It's only, but what is it, 130 kilometres, and it's from Navan Fort, which is beautiful. It looks like Newgrange. And then you walk into Downpatrick. I think that's about how long it is, Heather, but it was great. I loved it.
Yeah,
that sounds like a great holiday to plan. Maybe a nice long weekend. Ed Finn, thank you very much. Ed is from Ed Finn's Travels and Heather Snellgar from Outsider.ie.